Okay, so start 164 again. Okay, so we're trying to get to this major nakuda, life-changing way of thinking. It really, really changes everything. It takes time. It's simple, but it just takes time. A little bit of effort, some time. And we're trying to get to the point that we recognize really, really that a Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us everything that we have. From the big things, the house, the kids, wherever you are, whichever shul you're in, down to the nitty-gritty. Every thought you think, right? Every move you make. Where are you? Why are you guys thinking like that? Why? What's so funny? But
it's a song. Every move you make. I'll be watching you.
I know. We're gonna go a little deeper. It's not just I'll be watching you. It's I'll be, I'm the one who's creating it. Right? That's what he didn't understand. Because he's a guy.
Watching is part of it.
I know, but that's what people make a mistake, because that's how they translate Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem's watching over. No. He created that ability. He's giving the energy for that moment. Mm-hmm. Right. That's why it's such a Gaisha song.
It's a good Gaisha.
I'm joking.
Yeah. Well,
so he says...
radio all the time, so, you know.
So there's two parts to this. How do you get to this? How do you get to this Madrega? There's two parts to this, so it's always Surmi Rav Asetov. Number one, negating the notion. What's the major impediment for such a way of thinking? Why don't we see, understand, recognize, perceive, be aware, conscious that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is the one who gives us everything? And the major impediment is ourselves. We are the impediment to see a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's really the problem of everything. Because since we have a brain, since we have a Chochman, a Binah, we have a Das, I can think. Right, because we're at the top of the food chain, right? Because we're the highest of all of the creations of the world, we have the ability to go one step past where we should go. No animal ever thought that it created itself. It can't. It is. It is what it is. A plant never found a plant that's a balgaiva. I can tell you sometimes an animal has such a trait, but it's not really coming from Gaiva. That's just their natural being. We get a little bit extra, and then we say, "Mi Hashem Asher Esher Bekolo." Bechira. And we have this Bechira, and then we say, "Who is this Kaddish Baruch Hu that I should listen to him? That he gave me all these things? Come on, I know. I believe a Kaddish Baruch Hu created the world, but like, I did this. I actually put my hand to the paper. I did the thing. So I don't get any credit." And then we try to take too much credit. So number one, we have to negate the notion that one thinks and achieves things by oneself. Nothing happens by ourselves. Because the very fact that you woke up is modar el fanacha. The very energy to think is coming from where? Where did that come from? You have to think about that. Don't just let it be and thank you, Hashem, for letting me think. No, think about it. Think about thinking. Think about seeing. Think about these things. Where did this come from? How did this come to be? I can choose whether to think or not, whether to see or not to see. I could do that. Yeah, I can close my eyes, b'chitzonis, but that's not real. It must be coming from something higher. Even a guy could get to such a thing, that there's a higher power. Right. So if he can get to that, then closer again, we should get to that on a higher level, because we have the Bari Olam. We know the shepherd, right? Like the old man, Rabbi always tells us the story, I know the shepherd. So number one, we have to negate the notion that it's us, Bag Gaiva. You have to get rid of that Gaiva. That's me. Which is very subtle, very sly, because I always talk about there's two types of Gaiva. There's the Gaiva that, the richest type of Gaiva. This guy's just mom, such a Bag Gaiva. He puts people down, steps on people, he thinks he's the man. And then there's like the regular day-to-day Gaiva, every single moment, just not seeing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's also Gaiva. But it's not richest. You don't mean harm by it, you just weren't taught, you didn't mean to. You're not mom is saying, you're just not seeing him. You're not even thinking about it. But it's a gaiva. Because it's an ego. It's about me. It's not about anybody else.
So how's that not rishis at all? If he thinks I'm the guy.
No, I'm saying, because I don't want to say he's not directly trying to hurt anybody or go against the Kaddish Baruch. He just doesn't know. He's not informed. It's still gaiva, but he's just not informed. He doesn't mean to. Sometimes there's borderlines.
You could have, let's say a guy's a master Talmud Chacham, right? In sense of learning. I only call it just learning. He knows how to learn really well. I'm a Baal Gaiva. He could be a big Baal Gaiva.
Could be, but we don't need
is
to.
Is that the same thing?
Don't worry about other people.
Okay.
That's also one of our klalim here. Don't worry about other people. We're back.
Not worry. I'm just asking in terms of
why.
Okay,
Mama. No need. Between you and Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to, number one, negate the notion that you think and you achieve one thing by yourself. And number two, I'm telling you, it's a big club. There's no, it doesn't end up well. And number two, the positive perception that everything is from Hashem. Right? Then you have to start, this is from Hashem, this is from Hashem. This is not for me, I didn't do this, but Kodesh Baruch Hu did do this. Sur mirah v'asei tov. This is a person's avoda. By nature, a person rushes through life and doesn't think at all. We're like a horse. Just runs in. There's a pasuk like that. I forget the pasuk. It's like a Yirmiyahu HaNavi or something. Like a horse, you put your head down, you just run into the battlefield. So his human nature gives him the sense that he is smart, insightful, knowledgeable, and so on. This is one of the deepest nekudos of our lack or our achieving bitachon. Because as long as you think you're smart, you're insightful, you're knowledgeable, you cannot have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you are always relying on yourself. It is such a subtle and deep nekuda. It's very, very important. You can get out of a lot of all the other problems, but you don't even realize that you're still caught within yourself. Again, not rishus. That's why it's subtle. This is all the breakdowns. A lot of the breakdowns of bitachon is because at the end of the day, you're relying on, I have to make this deal. It's on me. You're not Russia. You're just taking on way too much. You don't need to. Right? If you're not a mammon, then you're a kofer. If you're not a baal bitachon, you're not a kofer. You could believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. 100% you're a mammon. But you've taken on too much responsibility. So that's why it's tricky. Because if you're not a mammon, you're a kofer. You're a bad dude. Come on. But if you're not a baal bitachon, you're not a bad dude. You think that you're trying to help out a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He has so much on his plate. Let me take this one on myself. You're just a moron. it's a silly mistake, you know? But it's so important. By nature, a person rushes through life and doesn't think at all. So his human nature gives him the sense that he is smart, insightful, knowledgeable, and so on. And of course, it's true. We are smart. We are insightful and knowledgeable. What's the key? One must therefore consider each detail. Where did I get this from? Who made me smart? Who allows me to be smart? Yes, I have to read books. I have to go through it. But how? You have two kids reading the same exact thing, and they're both trying. One kid gets it. One kid doesn't get it. How could that be? They're both 10 years old. They both look alike. Two twins. Two identical twins. It could be. One gets, one doesn't get it. At the end of the day, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, he gives this kid a brain to be able to understand, and this kid not. And it happens with us every single moment. Every second you understand anything. Every second you think about understanding something. Every second you think about wanting to think about understanding, think about, where did that come from, that ability? Everything that we do, the little tiny ounce above that, or the battery, you have this massive factory. Massive. Happens to be, it runs on two batteries. Because they made really, really powerful batteries nowadays. Okay, two batteries. It's a car manufacturing factory. Two batteries power the whole plant. Okay, you have to change them every, few months. All the energy comes from these two little things, these little batteries. Everything that we are huge factories. The energy comes from these two little batteries. It's called the neshama. Tiny little batteries. It's behind every single thing you do. It's so small you can't even recognize it. Like where's the battery room for the car manufacturing plant, which is making huge things? It's a little bit. But without those two batteries, you can't run the plant. You can't even want without an ounce of energy from the neshama giving you that ability to want. I want these massive things. I have such ideas. How do you even get the energy to start thinking like that? From the neshama, from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to trace that back. Because the more you trace it back, the more you're connected. That means everything you do, you could be within a room, 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 within a room of the factory. And if you recognize that the battery is giving you energy, you're connected to the power source. So we could be working on a deal, within a deal, in Uruguay, in it. But if you bring back the source of everything you're doing back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is in the now, then you're totally connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, wherever you are, however complicated. You could be in an Achron, in a Tosus, explaining Rashi, in a Gemara, which is really connected to another. But if you're connected, understanding that you're thinking and your process comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you could be in the deepest place and you're still connected to the source. You're never disconnected. This is the most important thing of life, to stay connected. Because if you're not connected, you are, I don't know, wherever you are.
You're unconnected. What about Bechira? That person has a choice.
To be connected or not connected. That is the ultimate Bechira of all. I mean, we have little choices, but then we have these, the larger Bechiras that are constant. And we always have to choose, I want to stay connected.
But within the smaller choices, a person could say, okay, yeah, Hashem's giving me, you know, without Hashem, I wouldn't exist, but I can still choose to do this or that. It's up to me.
But using my God-given abilities?
Right.
And with a Kodesh Baruch Hu's, you know, Haskama?
Right, yeah. Hashem's giving me this.
That's called Hishadlis Mitochim. Hishadlis is ultimately my Bechira, but it has to be hand-in-hand, yad biyad, with Bitochen, which is everything is coming from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything. That's what we want to just get into our minds. It's not complicated things. It's just we have to keep getting. Where did I get this from? From my own ability or from Hashem? Remember we discussed questions and answers. We're about to get to the Seder. The whole Seder is about questions and answers. We're going to discuss that in a minute. A little bit of the Amkus maybe of that. We'll try. So to here. You ask yourself, where did I get this ability to be so smart? So you can say, it's from the books. It's from the books. But how did I even get the ability to read? Oh, because my third grade teacher taught me. Yeah, but how did I even get the ability to get to third grade? Oh, because my parents paid for it. Yeah, but how did I get... You can keep going back. Eventually, you're going to hit Kodesh Baruch at some point. So you want to make it longer? It's actually better if it's longer. Because it gives you a much bigger range of everything in life. And if you just say, how am I able to think of Kodesh Baruch? Like 2 seconds? It's true, but it's like this. What word is this? It's like... It's flimsy. It's flimsy. It's not chazak. The bigger web you make... And then you make a real nice big web of everything. And then you say, and HaKadosh Baruch is the one who really created every single part of this web. Now you just created a lot of firings and wirings and a whole net in your brain of real living according to HaKadosh Baruch. And that will help you move on, right? If you just say, HaKadosh Baruch helps me think, the next second you're thinking, you've already forgot that Hashem helps you think. It's too quick. But if you sit and you think about thinking, you think about where you came from, you think about everything you have, slowly but surely, building, and it came from him, and this came from him, this came from him. Now you're creating massive amounts of thought processing, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, as the doc, and then you can move on with that. Right? A person generally thinks he has help from Hashem. Bezus Hashem, Mirza Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya, right? Some of our favorite words that we say. In other words, he does most of the work, but Hashem helps out. And it's Hashem. If Hashem wants to help me out, I mean, I'm going to do 99%. If he decides to help me out. But the truth is, it's true and not true at the same time. Meaning, it's true. You're going to do as much as you can. He's going to help. But we don't think of it like that. We think of it, I'm going to do everything I have to do. And he'll, like, help out with, like, that 1%. It's like you're the parent carrying the thing, and the kid's like, can I help you? And you're like, please, no. It makes it so much heavier for me. But then you're like, what are we supposed to do? You want to help the kid help you? So you're logging 99%. The kid's holding 1%. He thinks that he's like, he's got the whole thing. But remember, it's really Kadosh Baruch Hu's one who's holding the 99%. We're holding the 1%, even though we're doing all the quote-unquote work.
Or like someone opens a jar, like no one could open a jar, and the father does it. He gives the son, I find you do it. And he does it as a tiny jar. He's like, oh my God, I did it.
Yeah, so now we're making a kid a Bal Gaiva. We're trying to be nice, and we made him a Bal Gaiva. Yeah, I love when that happens. Like, I did it! Sometimes it's really hard, actually. Recently, I've had some hard cans, some hard bottles. They're really making them tight lately. I use the trick with the spoon. My mother taught me that. You know this trick? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
Hot water.
Hot water? Interesting. I don't time for that, Doc.
Just came
hot
to
water. Just it's a long time.
Just slip some weights. Because the metal expands heat compared to the glass underneath. So
that sounds simple. That sounds pretty simple. Okay.
That's the way God made it.
Oh.
See?
You forgot.
I forgot. That's right. See, if you get angry about not being able to open the jar, then you forget. Then you're Bagaiva. See, that's what we're talking about with the tire.
Mm-hmm. Angry about anything.
Angry about it? Yeah, we learned that. Angry about anything means it's your responsibility. Or you're either angry at a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he said, man. That's a subtle.
That may be okay.
No. Well. It's going to be hard to find. Well, he got in trouble every single time. So if you want to go down that route,
Well, but he was one of our greatest.
Yeah, so he's human. Right. But he got in trouble every single time. Right, so you could. You're just going to get in trouble. You have to do tshuva. And we want to try not to get angry at a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not, obviously, there's sometimes there's big tests.
Right.
Okay, let's finish up here. In other words, he does most of the work, but Hashem helps out. That's what people think. The truth is not like that at all. Even a person's own efforts come only from Hashem's power. I discussed this in Bitachon. Even hishtadlis, it's for longer now. If you're paying attention to the Chaburas, then you'll understand. But even the hishtadlis, which is quote unquote our effort, our bechira, but connected 100% always to Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Bitachon, even hishtadlis is not really you. Because how do you even get to be able to do that hishtadlis? It came from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So really, there's no such thing as hishtadlis. It's really all Bitachon. But we say it in different ways. All right, it's a long issue, but it's very, very important, really. Maybe we'll start with this again next after Pesach. It's really very important. And I'm trying to teach, I said already in the beginning of the Chaburas, I'm teaching the Shabbat Bitachon based on Bilvavi. I said it openly. There's a certain mahalach I'm teaching, but it's based on like a concept like this. No, in Chovas Vavos, you don't really see this clear. I think he holds of it. I think he 100% holds of it. That's why I'm teaching it this way. But you won't see him say such a thing. That even a person's own efforts, meaning hishtadlus, come only from Hashem's power. He doesn't say those words. I don't think. At least not openly. But it's true. Even your hishtadlus, even your ability to choose really comes from a Kodesh Baruch.
Like a Nefesh HaChayim thing.
In that deeper world, who's connected to Pnimius and Torah, connected to the Pnimius of Emunah. Yeah. Yeah. You can talk about Ishbitz. The good thoughts and the energy to work and acquire things are all gifts from Hashem. Just think about it. People don't think about these things. Just think about it. It's so simple. It's so obvious. The good thoughts and the energy to work and acquire things are all from Hashem. The effort known as a shtadlis, necessary personal effort, derives its energy and its associated wisdom and plans from Hashem. Everything then is a gift from Him. Welcome to the Pesach Seder. Welcome to life itself. This is very, very, very times a million important. We're going to start again. I think this is the name of my Sefer, but we're starting again with this on after Pesach. It's so important. We'll forget about it by tomorrow, so we have to see it a few times.